Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
We're in this Hip Hop 50 week. This is the first female rapper to go to sell diamonds.
If, like I said, if this was your starting point, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine where she would have continued to go had she continued to stay in this space.
How are you this melodic and this smooth and you're under duress emotionally?
Right. What the fuck was sexier than this in 1998?
She managed to like criticize, hold a mirror up, but still sound royal.
I love Mary and Lauren back to back on some Styles and Jadakiss shit.
Not doesn't love me, he's not concerned.
Right, he paying you no mind, no bars off, just giving us jewels and jewels and jewels.
You can't talk about love without talking about God. So before that's the term toxicity, right? Toxic love came about, right?
You preaching.
Before that was a thing, this was 25 years ago. Lauren was already talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bruh, she the way she spells it out, right? He's begging for her, right? She's trying to leave. He hurts himself to make her stay because she cares about him, right? Mm-hmm. She tells him, like, yo, nobody's going to love you the way I love you, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's hurting the way you're hurting, and nobody ever will. I mean, like, if you ever argue with me like that, like, yo, I'm leaving. Yo, there's no way you could tell me. There's no way you could tell me that, like, you're the ultimate love, right? So another thing is, like, she says this is crazy. Absolutely. But then she talks about her contribution to the crazy.
That part.
The insanity, right? Then she tells you...
I'm here for accountability, you know what I mean?
But then she tells you she has the solution, what makes it even crazier. She's like, I know what I need to do. I know what we need to do.
Yeah.
But I'm still here.
Yeah.
Anyways, and mind you, this is an insane asylum, and it just sounds beautiful.
Yeah, right. This is the most beautiful, disorganized chaos I've ever heard in my life.
Amazing.
I mean, you nailed it. Like, we can get into all of the words that are being said and all the emotions that are being felt, but let's get into the performance.
Before we do that, can we get in just really...
Go.
Touch on the music. What's the first... You remember the first line from the song?
The first...
First line from the song.
It can all be so simple. The pain, the pain, the pain.
That sounds like pain.
Don't leave it. Because I was going through something,
okay,
dog.
Okay. Let's... You're removed from that pain, all right? Let's not do that again. But... She says it can all be so simple, but you're trying to make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
This is why
Lauren. But you'd rather make it hard. Rather is the bar.
I'm saying you're missing it though. You hear the bass line, bro?
Uh huh.
This is Can It Be So Simple Remix.
Oh yeah, I know. Okay, yeah.
Right, so she gives samples, a nod to Wu-Tang with the first line, so but it goes seamlessly into her narrative. That's brilliant. And nobody recognizes the bass line is from the Can It Be So Simple remix.
It's a lot of Wu-Tang on the album. It's joints that fill. But yes, I was going to get to that. But yeah, for sure. It could all be so simple using the same bass from Can It All Be So Simple.
And he also doesn't rather. He doesn't rather. Just like she doesn't want him to stay. Like, they're all caught up in their own toxicity, man.
Why are you standing here caping, bro? Let the song... She said what she said. We'll get his side of the story when he drops.
I'm not caping. They're both wrong.
We'll see what he had to say about it when he drops.
It's a fun punch.
No, dog. Because I really want to get into... The toxicity, like you said, of the song juxtaposed with the beauty and how it sounds to your ear.
Yes.
That shit sounds incredible.
That's why I was going to touch on the sample.
This just sounds like somebody poured a cloud inside of my headphones And that's what that would sound like.
How are you this melodic and this smooth and you're under duress emotionally?
Right. How do you, I mean, that's a little psychotic.
Your life is in shambles,
right,
mom.
If we break it down, like, how are you so calm right now?
Like, what is going on?
Right. You got a lot happening.
That's good weed, man. I'll tell you.
Listen, we got a lot of album to get to, a lot of conversation. Right. Like I said, we could talk about X Factor all night. But I will kick you out personally if you do not say this is a 10. This is a perfect 10, yes?
It's 11.
Okay. That goes for you too, B. I'll do the rest of the show by myself.
I mean, look. You will not? Okay. Because that's a, we got a 20 up here.
Yeah, it's 20
piece. 20 piece, all right?
That shit is so fucking good, bro. All right, moving right along.
Yeah, man.
Take a trip to Zion, B.
Ooh.
I like that. You see, the ladies felt that. The mothers felt that. The queens, the maternal instinct hit right there.
The fellas felt it too. You know, we just less vocal without our emotions. Though. You know, we're not expressive with our emotions like that.
When we said Zion, it was like, that motherfucker not playing the season again. That's what they was thinking about.
You had to go there, bro. Zion, so anyway, before the basketball player defamed this name, this was a great name at once. Right. So, all right, 1998. And, you know, we always talk about how, like, certain powerful songs, like, are part of our soundtrack, right?
For sure.
Right? They, you know, we talk about doing dumb shit, like, you know, Mobb Deep making me drink vodka and milk at 15 years old, right?
Definitely.
Doing dumb shit, right?
Definitely.
But, like, I remember a lot of women telling me that their decision to keep their child was influenced by this song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to how Lauren, she was on top of the world musically, like, do you really want to have a child right now, right? And she's like, you know, actually my calling, before I'm a musician, before I'm a singer, before I'm a rapper, I'm a woman, I'm a mother, right? And owning that. And I just always recognized, like, I saw that song differently, like listening to women's testimonies about their own personal influence by this song. So 25 years later, man, you know, like, it's crazy that this song is a letter to her son, Zion, but Zion is 25 years old right now, and Zion is a father. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
So imagine him listening to that, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if this song influenced him to want to be a parent or what, I don't know. You know, but I think that's crazy.
Yeah, no, nah, I mean, we could go a lot of different places with the questioning of it. It's just, I mean, I think it's a perfect story of, if you really wanted to kind of put Lauryn Hill, kind of get some definition around who and how she is, I think this is a perfect song to look at because, like you said, at the top of her career. I mean, she is a Nubian goddess, like super gorgeous out, melanin popping, locks going crazy. Yeah. She makes incredible music. Like everything about Lauryn Hill in this moment is she is the it girl. She is poised to do a zillion one things in this music business.
Yep, right.
She got the infamous multiple Grammy picture post, you know, photo with all the awards. Yeah. So sky was the limit, right? It was literally hers for the taking.
For sure.
And with this being her debut solo album, just imagine how much more living she had to do and how much more music she could have given us from those experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
But she chose to keep her child.
Right.
We got to make some noise for that.
Absolutely. 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 I mean, and the thing is, and she actually, she at a point, she questioned whether she wanted to give him such a powerful name.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, you know, is this too much of a weighty name? But she was like, he literally rescued her from like emotional duress. Like she was going through a depression and this joy, right? This you know, giving birth actually like pulled her out of that. So like she felt like she was in debt to her son before he was even born. That's crazy. That's so powerful, man.
What do you rate Zion?
You said what?
What do you rate it?
9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I mean, Carlos Santana, if he keeps playing the guitar, he could be decent one day. Seriously.
Nah, yeah. Between the Santana guitar and the drummer boy drums, like, and what she's saying and how she's saying it, and just the picture she's painting, this is an amazing record.
Yeah.
9.5. I didn't have kids at that point, so it was just a joint for me.
You got children?
I got kids.
Got kids?
I got adults now, but...
You was outside.
At one point they was kids, but I didn't have kids in 98 is my point. I didn't have kids then. Shut the fuck up.
Coney Allen in the building.
That's one of my day ones. He might be telling some shit.
The project's always gonna show up.
So for me, as much as I thought it was a cool joint, it didn't hit like it hits now. Like this shit is some pressure.
It's more
It's way more potent as a father, as a parent, you know, as a father to a son and as a father to a daughter. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but great record. 9.5
You got two kids. Okay.
Did you just meet me?
Okay.
Because I'm still tall.
I mean, we're always learning each other.
And you got no kids.
I got none.
That's your claim.
You see, you hear nothing out there. Nothing. You hear? That shit is empty out there, baby.
Change your life, baby.
So 9.5
Change your life.
One day.
Change your life, baby.
So 9.5, right?
9.5 9.5 is across. Cool. Let's get into Doo-Wop. Was this the lead single?
This was the lead single.
This was the lead single off of Lauryn Hill's highly anticipated debut album.
Yeah.
This is a radio record. This is what Columbia put money behind and like really pumped. We had a video.
Yeah.
It had a budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was poster boards. It was commercial. What the fuck happened to that, dog? What happened to that? Being behind messages and conversation like this. Because this shit right here is making everybody accountable on what she's talking. It's been three weeks since you've been waiting for your friend. The one you let hit never called you
again.
You remember he told you he was about the Benjamin. You ignore.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Oh, that red flag.
Hey, man.
These are the opening bars of her radio-pushed single. Wow. I just miss shit like that being in the mainstream.
She's holding a mirror up to men and women, bro. And everybody gets it. Yo, she goes at...
We all get it.
I don't even know what your religious constitution is, but like, yo, she's going at Christian women, Muslim women.
We all get
everybody,
it.
Like the Mac is broke, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It don't spray right.
Everybody's getting hit. But I love how she's holding up a mirror to that, right? Like, and the crazy part is, like, you listen to her, like, she's criticizing fake hair, right? She's criticizing nails getting done by Koreans, right? She's criticizing licentious women. But then you look at it, it's like 25 years later, it gets worse, Lauryn.
Yo, it was literally that part when I was with. I was like, I would give anything to go back to 98. Compared to the shit we all right now.
They about to get whole new bodies in a couple decades, baby.
Like, how do you even make this song now? Like, what do you even say?
Anyway.
Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly Penn. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Just look at what we be in. Fake nails by Dunk Careers, hair by Europe. Like,
Come again.
I love the little quick nod to the Million Woman March. Like, that shit was just like, it was just so effortlessly. It was casually barring us the fuck up, but dropping jewels. Like, we talk about no bars off. Just giving us jewels.
Also, I mean, you got to look at it. Again, 1998, she's coming at women. Right, second verse, she comes at men. But she's also talking about a lot of male rappers and their lives.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 1998, like, I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but.
Remember when he told you about the Benjamins speaks maybe not just to the people that made that song, but just of that whole vibe.
And you remember, like, it's the funny thing, she did this so well because there was a lot of MCs that were going after, like, who were taking shots after the Shiny Suit era, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going after the materialism, right? Mm-hmm. J. Rue the Damager, who else? Some of the DITC, what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, like they were going after the... But that came up as hating. This doesn't come off as hating. She managed to like criticize, hold a mirror up, but still sound royal.
Right, because it felt like it was coming from a place of love. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get love.
Yeah, I think it was coming from. It was critical, but right. I think the best criticism that you can receive is coming from a place of love. And yeah, like Because she held everybody accountable, I don't feel like it would have been taken.
I felt like that in the first verse when she's talking about women. Like, mm-hmm. I want you to be better. I felt like that. The men felt like you were getting bullets.
I mean, we got some,
like, y'all on some bullshit. Like,
we got some. The second verse is dedicated to the men, more concerned with his Timbs and his rims than his women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's not love.
That's what people was on.
That's you know.
But see, if she loved her brothers, she wanted better for them.
I give it a 9.
You gave it a what?
I gave it a 9.
Did you mispronounce 10? What are you saying right now? Okay, tell me why.
Again, like you said with X Factor, right? Oh, no, sorry, with
Lost One,
right? I'm comparing it to her 10s, and I'm especially on this album. And we're gonna get to some songs, bro. And I'm saying, like, Lauren at her best is the 10.
Yeah, so, and that's what doo-wop
is. I mean, I don't like doo-wop more than I like Lost Ones. So, I mean, I'd be crazy to give this a 10.
That's fair.
So there's that.
Doo-wop is so crazy because, like, she gets into the rapping, right? She rhymes, she goes through her bars, and then she sings the chorus, right? And she sounds angelic singing the chorus. Oh, I don't sound angelic, but y'all know the chorus. And then we get a bridge of the doo-wop shit, bringing it all together.
Yeah.
Like, just the mashing of all of those genres and sounds.
But she does throughout the album. And
the
musical.
Can I get my point off, look? The musicality of it.
I was agreeing with you.
In the way that it seamlessly all just comes together. Like, you got to dissect it to really realize all of the things that are happening. Like, the shit is just so appealing to your palate. I think it's incredible record, man. I gave it a 10.
I think it's incredible record also.
Gave it a 10. So you're welcome.
So you like this more than Lost Ones. You like doo-wop more than Lost Ones.
It's not about a...
No. See, don't... Math is math. Math is math. Don't do this. Math is math. You scored that lower than this. So you're saying you like this song more than that song.
No. My personal preference has nothing to do with what the song is doing. You know what I'm saying? It's certain records that people don't fuck with or people don't like that I think are great. It's certain records that, for whatever reason, they are successful when they do what they do that don't necessarily resonate with me. But yeah, I think doo-wop is I love the way it's all put together. I think it's a great record. I like it a little more than I like Lost Ones, to answer your question.
Long way to get to that answer, but thank you. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Cool. Next song.
Next song, Superstar.
So once again, she's holding the mirror up to society.
Yeah.
I mean, and dropping gems, schooling. Also, it's just a bop.
It's a bop.
Can we just start there? Like, it's a bop. Like,
first of all, listen.
It sounds so good.
I don't know if anybody in here is like a fan of The Doors, the original, like, Light My Fire. She ate they food.
Yeah.
She said, yo, that's me
right
now.
The Doors song was called Light My Fire.
Let me get that.
Yeah.
Let me show you what to do with that. And she just took it to a whole other place.
Yeah.
And really speaking to the business, right? Speaking to the industry, speaking to the lack of inspiration. Again, we've already touched on this. Boy, oh boy, Lauren, you have no idea what we in store for.
Exactly.
This is
before the ringtone era. Dude.
Right.
Seven years later.
This is before the ring.
Oh, not Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't even move my body that way.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, but Lauren being the artist that she is, right? Now, we all saw her kind of come up. We saw the Apollo. We saw Sister Rack.
Yeah.
We saw her come up. We know how talented she is. We know what she does in theater. We know what she does as a performer, because that's a big part of it, too. If you've never seen her live on stage in that era, her energy is crazy. Her bop is crazy. She doesn't miss a note. Like, the bars is the bars. Mm. She was the most barred up in her group, but that's a gimme. That's low-hanging fruit. She was one of the most barred up in this whole time period. For her to look around and look at her peers and say, well, what are y'all doing that's gonna inspire me? And what are, you know, like, we see where this shit is going. Like, give me some shit that's gonna inspire me, light my fire, because the music y'all dropping is tired.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because, again, that was what some people consider to be the golden era.
Right.
And so,
right.
She was feeling like she was starting to lack then,
yeah.
It got shipwrecked.
Right. But I mean, it's bigger than rap, right? She's criticizing the music scene also, right? But I mean, it's never not about humanity with Lauren, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who you know without any spiritual flaws?
Without any flaws.
Who lives without spiritual laws?
Right. That lives above the spiritual laws.
Right. Who do anything just because?
Mm-hmm.
there'll always be someone there to applaud. You know what that is? Social media, bro.
That is, yo, I'm telling you, she was prophetic on this shit, yo.
That's social media.
She was talking like, about gonna all do, of you're gonna, the you're gonna ills do the in society.
Just because these two idiots say that was cool, you're going to keep doing it.
Right.
You don't even realize you're playing yourself. You're doing something that's not even within your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so with social media, I'm like, yo, like you said, prophetic is a perfect word. I mean, I've, or throughout this album, I'm like, there are so many themes, there's so many topics, so many issues that she's covering, that she's addressing, and she doesn't even realize how big, like, it's a boulder right now, but it's about to become a, you know, a whole avalanche in a second.
And let me just say, Stingy Torre wanted this to keep going. I wanted more music, wanted more albums, 100%. I wanted Lauren to give us more, if, like I said, if this was just starting point, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine where she would have continued to go had she continued to stay in this space, in this, you know, in this, at this level of output, and just kind of staying within the system of what the music business is. But she opted out, and I'm not mad at that either. But Stingy Torre wanted more. What do you give Superstar?
I was between a 9 and 9.5.
Okay. Talk to me.
Because, what she does lyrically and the music, it's a real marriage.
Yeah.
Right? And again, but it's like, we could be up here, we'll fuck around and be up here giving tens, like it's fucking just Christmas. Throwing them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just like Drez on the Arsenio Hall show handing out them nines. If you have a certain age, you remember
it'd be
that
it'd be
shit.
Oprah. You get a 10.
You get a 10 and you get a 10.
Right.
Right.
But again, like, you know, you gotta keep in mind that, like, you know, you gotta keep her to her standard. Like,
right.
There are some songs that are absolutely, I mean, X Factor is one that was like my, probably, X Factor, another song, and both two other songs that might be competing for my favorite song on this album.
X Factor is unfair, not to jump back, but X Factor is unfair because not only is it one of the greatest songs on this album, it's just one of the greatest songs.
Ever.
Yeah, just ever. Like out of song making.
I mean, I don't like, you know, I mean, R&B has like, its roots are in love and breakups and stuff like that. Like, I haven't really heard Toxicity articulated the way it was in that song.
Yeah, no.
And also the accountability too, right? Like, yo, he's doing this. That's fucking crazy. Anyway.
What are you landing on? A 9 or 9.5?
I'm going to 9.
9?
No, 9.
I also gave Superstar a 9.
Okay, we okay? Okay. I like
moving forward.
I like the synergy.
Final hour.
Final hour.
Let's get to this final hour.
Now, on paper.
On paper.
This is kind of amazing.
Okay, talk.
We got Lauryn Hill.
Her.
Right, from New Jeruse. And we got DJ Premier.
Him.
Who's that guy?
Him.
Especially in 98.
Right.
Right? And Lauryn Blacks.
Blacks.
She Blacks. I mean, three verses, right?
This is three-verse rap.
DJ Premier, Lauryn Hill. It doesn't really... I forgot Premier produced this. It does not sound like a Premier beat to me. But she goes the fuck off. I like the rhymes more than I actually like the beat. She's phenomenal. Again, take no bars off. I don't really have any criticism when it comes to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, quintessential Lauryn Hill going in there and blacking out on some rap shit.
I think I wanted New York State of Mind, like DJ Premier, though.
Yeah, but I think this is not that, but I think that this is a nice offering from the pair. I like how Lauryn sits in this beat. I think Prem came with it. I think the drums hit.
The beat doesn't do anything though. It does the same thing from top to bottom.
Yeah, that a lot of hip hop was that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of hip hop was that. Like, they didn't always have a bunch of highs and lows.
Life After Death was pretty good, but okay, whatever.
Not all, but you know, I don't think that we necessarily just pointed that out. Oh, like the beat didn't do anything. Like, a lot of our favorite songs is 4-bar loops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, okay, I mean, let's get into more of the lyricism, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can get the money, you can get the power. Just keep your eyes on the final hour. Yeah. Again, man, just talking about not allowing these things to get the best of you, to change you, to always keep in the back of your mind that there's a day that we all gonna have to face judgment.
Right.
And so don't allow this business to change you, which I think was a little foreshadowing because obviously we know that Lauryn decided to exit from dealing in the business and all of that. So I just felt like this was a low telling. What'd you give Final Hour?
8.5.
Gave it 8.5 as well.
Okay, the synergy
look at
is
we.
There. It ain't about what you cop, it's what about what you keep.
That's a fact. That's a lifelong bar.
Bar.
It ain't about what you cop, it's about what you keep.
Bar.
When it hurts so bad.
Whoa.
Vibes, I want to hear more. I want to hear more about this toxicity.
I want to hear more about this toxicity, man. I don't hear about. I don't think it's a toxicity song, man.
I think it's a deep reverence.
It's the blues. It's modernized blues.
Okay.
Everyone in this room, I feel like, has been on the side of this, has either been on one side of this, right? Because what's happening is she's trying to squeeze a square into a circle, right?
Okay.
She thinks she wants something, but it's not what she needs. And how many times we've done that, right? We think we want this job. We think we want to date this person. We think we want to eat. We should eat this, right? It's not what's best for us, right? And I feel like this song is like, it's so powerful because it actually leans into not only, especially womanhood, right? Because it leans into like women, especially women today, right? If you think about women in the 1940s, they weren't being raised to find themselves and live life according to themselves. If you were raised in 1940, your mother was trying to teach you how to like find a husband and be
domesticated, right?
And all of that, and be domesticated, right? But like, they weren't raising you to be Michelle Obama or Janelle Monáe, right? Like, they weren't raising you to be that, right?
What Janelle are you talking about?
You said what?
Right now, Janelle?
My favorite Janelle. My favorite Janelle's right there. Right? They weren't raising you. They weren't, if Jay-Z's mom, right, her mother wouldn't have been telling her to find love wherever she could, wherever she was supposed to find it. And I feel like this song actually speaks to that, right? Like, you know, I cried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do anything. She was trying to, I've seen a couple of dudes do this, right? You're trying to make yourself something that you think she wants, but I've seen so many of my homegirls do this. Change up themselves physically, try to become a different person personally. I'm gonna do this differently. Try to change who they are naturally to fit who they think they want. And guess what? It doesn't work because not only is it not who you are, but that's not who you should be with.
Mm. He preaching, ladies? Let me know.
I'm saying.
Like, opening line, right? I loved real, real hard once, but the love wasn't returned. Found a man I thought I'd die for, and he wasn't even concerned. Like, I mean, speak about the gravity of just that opening form, right?
You would die. I will die for him, but he's not even concerned.
He's not even concerned.
Not doesn't love me. He's not concerned.
Right. He paying you no mind.
Zero. He doesn't give a fuck about your well-being. You said what? You said what?
I mean, it might be an exaggerated line, but about the feeling? The feeling, like you feel like we all I could die, but we don't really be meaning like we're finna go die.
No, I'm not even focusing on the die part. I'm talking about, he's not gonna literally, it's not Romeo and Juliet, but my point is, she's saying she feels so strongly for this person, she's in love with this person who doesn't care about her. There are plenty of people, there are plenty of people who have experienced feeling deeply for somebody who does not really care. Yo, I have homeboys. I have a big age. I've been through this. I've seen it happen on both sides. I've seen tears. I've seen fucked up shit. Like, I've seen it on both sides. It's
why would you point at me when you saw fucked up shit?
Why would you use your offhand, bro? I was pointing
That's
here.
Inaccurate.
I was pointing here, Tori. Not here. Here. Like here. I see these niggas.
Dude.
Like, not you.
Yeah,
not me.
Not
you.
Good, clean, wholesome boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that sometimes we can put feelings and things onto people that they don't necessarily want to wear. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so I think that we was getting a little bit
in that. Or can't wear.
Yeah, or can't wear.
I don't usually talk during this, but can I offer a different perspective?
Yeah, please do, Ty. You're not just here to be pretty and spin.
Because you can love somebody, but there are people that don't know how to. So that's a real thing. Unrequited love is just that. Like, I can be in love with you. I can come to you open, fully give you my heart, but you just may not know how to love.
He's not capable. Exactly.
Yeah.
110%. Yeah.
That is not the same thing as not.
That's not the same thing, though. You're comparing apples and oranges.
What do you give her so bad?
You got paid to argue. when it hurts so bad?
Yep.
9.5.
9.5?
I love this song.
Okay, I gave it a 9.
Yeah, love this song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Powerful joint. Agrees, disagrees?
What did I give this song? 8.5? 10? 8.5? What do you give it? What do you give it?
Right, because that's expected
part. Clearly. Everybody loves different. That's
what I'm asking about your love. What's your love right now? What's your love right now? 9.5?
I like the variety in the rating because I think it speaks to how we all feel and see and deal with love in our own lives. And that's how you judge in the rating.
Nope, ain't got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. We're going to keep this moving.
All right, as we move
okay,
on.
Okay, I used to love him. Damn, shit.
All right, Ty, we need a little bit of this, Ty. Do we even need to talk about this one, or can we all just say 10 and move on? Like, do we even need to have a discussion? B, let's talk to him, though, man. Featuring Mary J. Blige.
Oh, shit.
I mean, come on, bro.
Fuck.
Like.
I'm in trouble.
You in trouble?
I'm in trouble.
Okay.
I'm in trouble.
You know what's
in trouble.
Outside of the vocal performance, outside of the words that we get in, the lyrics that we get in on this joint, I love shit. Mary and Lauren back to back on some Styles and Jadakiss shit. Like, that back and forth shit was crazy to me.
Yo, the back and forth is
the back and forth, see, is right, crazy Tor, on some R&B shit. But I don't even like.
I know Tor, and I love that part, right? But like, that's the one flaw I have, is because like the song always started off so slow, and it gets amazing when they do the back and forth, and the individual verses are a little slow to me, honestly. So
I need you to define slow, though. Break down slow.
No, I mean just slow as in like just holding my interest. Like,
okay.
Like when they start doing the back and forth, I mean it's written beautifully. Everybody's verse, it's written gorgeously, right? But like just the performance of it, it gets amazing when they do the back and forth thing. And I'm just like, yo, why is this energy not in the beginning? Like, I don't know.
I mean, you got to build up. You got to build up
I understand, but it doesn't. You can build up, but it doesn't have to be like slow. That's what I'm saying. So I'm just, that's a personal thing.
So you think
thing.
It starts slow for you?
Clearly.
Not
yeah.
The phone in the middle of the podcast. We busy.
The rotary too.
Definitely the grandma's phone.
So that's what I was saying. Like it's.
You know what, B? I don't disagree that it starts off. It builds up. I don't disagree that it builds up, but I'm not. I don't think I'm as affected by it as you are.
Gotcha. I still say it's a personal thing, because it's funny because it's written from an older woman's perspective. Why do they keep calling him a young man? Like these are like it's Mary and Lauren. They're like in their 20s. Why do they keep saying this young man?
Dude, fine young man. He's
fine young man. He was a young lad. I've never experienced a young man. You're absolutely right. I've never experienced a young man. You're absolutely right.
B, you ain't never had no cougar?
You said what?
Ain't no cougar?
Yo, this is not about me, Tori. We're not doing this
like
today.
I like that. I just wanted to make.
Limba Chicken Chow Mein, Mkhetwa, a.k.a. Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, a.k.a. Dati Tuzowadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
So you wasn't because the cup was almost empty. I didn't know if it was working or not.
My cup is empty, by the way.
He's still on point.
My cup is about empty, by the way.
How do y'all feel about Mary J. Blige on this record? Do y'all love the dynamic of the two of them together?
Amazing.
Great marriage vocally. You love it? Y'all love it? Yes? For sure. I think on paper it looks amazing. Yeah. I think in the studio it sounds incredible.
Yeah.
The highlight of the song is really the back and forth, not because of the performance.
No, the performance.
Yeah, not because of it's also written. Not because they did a back to back, because of the way
they did the back to back.
The way that the lines are overlapping.
What's,
each other,
what's
and
being
on
said
it.
Also? Yeah,
yeah, it's really on some rap shit. Cause really they both rappers anyway.
I love how you let it off with Jada and Styles, all right? Cause it's kind of perfect though, right? She said, thought what I wanted was something I needed, right? It's a recurring theme with her, right?
Right.
Thought what I wanted was something I needed. When mama said no, I should have heeded.
Right.
Misled, I bled till the poison was gone. And out of the darkness arrived the sweetness of the storm. Jesus Christ.
Like,
poetry.
I mean, we talking about two of the best to ever do it. Like, we ain't talking no bullshit.
And they come in with that, my favorite Lauren and Mary collab is
All That I Can Say.
All
That I Can Say is like Christmas. Every time I press play, it's like a holiday.
Oh my goodness.
All That I Can Say.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
But yeah, I think this is a dope offering from the two of them. They sound great on it.
Yeah.
I think that Mary vocally is floating. Lauren, they work well together.
Would you give it?
And it could get scary, but they work well together.
Would you give it?
I went a little high.
No surprise.
I went a little high. I took the high road.
Your altitude has not lowered.
Yeah, I went to Denver.
You went to Denver?
No, I didn't go all the way.
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah. Young Mello with the headband.
Young Mello with the headband? Oh, man. I did give it
a 9.5, though.
Okay, all right, cool.
I did give it 9.5.
What would you give it, Miriam?
At some point, she's going to fold up a chair. I just want y'all to know that.
She, I just don't know which one of us going to get hit with it.
It's not going to be me. Yo, I don't even know, fam.
Who's going to throw the hat in the air first?
Where'd you give it, B?
I gave it an 8.5.
You gave it an 8.5?
Yeah.
Wait. You gave it an 8.5?
8.5, bro.
This one. That one.
We got a lot of songs to go, bro.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because of the slow start? Because it didn't grab your attention from the beginning?
I mean, the third of the song is a kind of a big portion of the song. Yeah, I don't know. Score.
Like I said, it was a build-up, but it wasn't a build-up where I felt like it hurt the song or a song suffered.
I got that.
Forgive them, Father. Forgive him, Father.
But wait. We can't move on yet because y'all forgot a very important part of that song, though.
Go ahead, Todd.
Y'all forgot about the sample on that song, though.
Oh, we did leave off the Wu-Tang.
That's a half a point right there.
They sample...
It's very light, but it's in there.
I thought it was ice cream.
They sample ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Well, maybe it's multiple samples.
It's ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Yeah.
That's not ice cream.
That's definitely ice cream. That's a half a point at least, just for the sample alone.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it. But I... That's ice cream.
It's very faint, but you can hear it. Google it. It's there.
Forgive them, Father. Take it away, B.
Forgive them, Father.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
She created most of this album in Jamaica.
Right.
Right. She's in her Bob Marley bag here.
Right.
Right. This is definitely.
She got Shelly Thunder on the joint.
This is a roots record.
Like Shelly Thunder did the intro, bro.
Classic.
Just for the opening bars. You know what I mean?
She had the end too.
And the end bars.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sandwich.
The sandwich. It's a Shelly Thunder sandwich. But no, it's roots reggae. She's in her bag. Again, I say she's in her Bob Marley bag because she's dropping It's Wisdom.
Right.
Right? She's like, she's so slick with it, right? Because she's throwing jabs at them, right? But it's almost like, yo, pay them no mind, right? They don't know any better, right? Like, you know, they can do better, right? Mm-hmm. But she's talking to her Lord. Like, I love it. It's very much hip hop, but in a very spiritual way. You know what I mean? Like to say, forgive them, Father, to criticize them, but like I'm criticizing your jacket, right? But I'm talking to him about it.
My jacket hard.
Super slick walk away, hard body, baby. You already know, right? So I'm saying, like, the approach is very, I think, nuanced in the way she's doing it, right? It's like I'm not gonna Kumo D you, right? Like, you got on bad sneakers. Right? I'm not gonna do that, right? I'm talking to my Father. I'm gonna talk to my Lord about your flaws. Like, it's way slick. I love it, man.
Yeah, for sure. And she's also still speaking to those that have done her wrong as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we start the album with that. We start the album with Lost Ones,
which is the biggest prayer, right? To ask forgiveness for those who trespass against us. To harm you.
Well, they know not
absolutely
what they do.
Absolutely. Still working on that myself.
I love every day. Yeah, every day we're working to improve.
Yeah.
I love when I get a chance to grow and go back to some of my favorite songs, just go back to some of my favorite artists and favorite music. Because life experience is like the best part of the liner note for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you go through some shit, once you live through some shit, once you've had certain instances and things happen in your life, some of these records hit different, or you understand them differently because you were maybe so young or such a novice, you hadn't gone through anything. So just life experience is like the silent, like, turbo booster
in a
lot of music.
I'm glad you said that, right? Because that's really the beauty of music, right? It's like, you think about the song. I had the pleasure, right, and the honor of being raised by parents who had great musical taste, right? But when I'm 3-4 years old listening to Bob Marley, listening to Luther Vandross, right, listening to Stevie Wonder, I don't really know what they're saying, but it sounds amazing.
Sounds
so
great.
It's my spirit that's bouncing to it, right? Which is also tribal, right? Right, Bobby? Right? Right. So it's like...
We still black.
Exactly, right? But then you get into the life, right, and living these things, and it's like, oh, like the autobiography of Malcolm X, first time I read it, I was 12 years old. That reads different at 22.
Oh, big facts.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the same
thing. Probably read different at 42, too.
110%, mm-hmm. Right? I'm gonna be 43 next year, though, so, you know what I mean? So, you know.
I was just jumping. So what do you give Forgive Them, Father?
Oh, man. Give it 8.5 also.
Give it 8.5?
Yeah.
Gave it an 8.
Gave it 8?
Yeah.
Why? What do you take away from it?
I love the message. As a song, if we're just speaking as a song, it's not my favorite Sonic song.
I'm sorry. I actually gave it an 8.
Give it an 8?
I gave it 8, yeah.
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 It works. It does what it's supposed to do. It's nothing I would like pick apart, really. Yeah. But just the song of it, it doesn't move me like
some
others.
I mean, it right. It doesn't. Again, there's not a direct flaw to the song. It does, you know, it's inspired by roots reggae, and I absolutely love roots reggae.
Right.
So, I mean, if I'm going to compare this song to, like, my favorite roots reggae song.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You know?
It's not.
Yeah, so that's it, yeah.
8, absolutely.
So, 8.
Every ghetto, every city.
Ooh.
You know what we love about music is that it transforms us, and it takes us to different places, and that's literally, and that's figuratively as well. But I traveled so much through song before I ever left Coney Island.
Outside.
Like, these records that I would listen to from N.W.A. took me to Compton. The shit I was listening to from Outkast took me to Atlanta. The shit that I was listening to from Too Short took me to the Bay Area. Right. It was specific. It was landmarks. It was shit that, you know how they say now on Black Twitter, on Instagram, like, oh, we all live the same life. Like, every ghetto, we got a lot of those same nuance that we all, it's just some black shit, it's just some real life culture shit.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, this is what this song means to me, like, just really talking about how every ghetto, every city, every hood, like, this is us. Right. It's bigger than where you are geographically in your physical location. Yeah. It's your center. Like, this is who we
are. It's also a black national anthem as well, right? It's like we're all the same. Like, our people, brown, black, right? We're all the same. We in the same communities, but we go through the same stuff. I'm glad you mentioned, you said, you know, listening to N.W.A. took you to Compton, right? But yeah, when they said fuck the police, like, I'm a preteen in Brooklyn. I'm like, fuck them. Absolutely, absolutely, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, but I love how Lauren, she again, I love writing, right? She takes the lens and gives you something very specific. Like, she gives you her personal, you know, New Jersey references, right? Shout out to New Jersey, right?
Jersey,
right?
And then, big Jersey.
And then she widens the lens, right? And shows you how the things that are in her specific community, right, are also in other communities, right? Doing the WAP, right? Skelly and different, you know, different ICs and things like that, right? It's like showing you just like, it's very specific in my community, but then also like, my community is just like your community, and like, you know, my city's just like your city, my state's just like your state, et cetera, around the world. So
yeah, we are one.
The ghetto is global.
The ghetto is global. Yeah. Oh, that boy, put it on a t-shirt. I like that. Musically.
Yeah.
It's not as strong as some of the other music on the album.
Well, I mean, it's also a sparse beat, I think, on purpose. It's almost, the approach is very much like, it's almost like she's spitting a freestyle in a cypher, right? Like, she's giving you her count. You can hear you even hear like the ad-libs, the backgrounds, right?
You hear
like reaction from people. So it's almost like cypher style where the beat's supposed to be very sparse.
It's never going to be Lauren, though. She's not going to be the problem. If I have to...
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have to really look at this record in totality, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lauren came with it. Like, she painted a picture. She told a story.
Yeah.
It took me right back to my childhood.
The only criticism, or not my criticism, only flaw maybe is that it's on the Miseducation Lauryn Hill.
And just production-wise, it doesn't hit as hard as some of the other tracks on the album. What'd you give it?
Gave it 8.
Gave it 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, strong 8.
Okay, cool.
Strong
cool.
8. Oh, man, are we here?
No!
Are we here?
You ready? You want me to sing? You ready for me to sing?
No.
Do the people want the song?
The people don't want it
from
you.
Do the people want the song?
No, we got Ty.
Do the people want the song?
We got the people. Ty got the people.
Listen.
Ty, get the people what they
listen.
Want.
Listen.
I mean, come on. You don't got to play no more. Don't even worry about it. Where do you even begin? Like,
bruh.
Where do you start with this record? Like,
I don't know where you start with this record. I mean, it's,
you start by taking your left hand, put your right hand up, put your left hand up, like Remy Ma would say. You start like
this. We're in church right now. Come on, show me your hands. Won't he do it? Won't she do it? All right. Okay. It's 1998.
What the fuck was sexier than this in 1998?
I don't know how I escaped this year without a child.
Yo, nah.
After the song. I don't understand.
You gotta praise the Lord.
Like, I am like the Tammys and Marvins,
mm-hmm.
right? Donnies, like, mm-hmm. I mean, the Minis, like, I mean, mm-hmm. those soulful 70s.
You throwing them names out there, boy. You talking.
Bro, those are big names. You're those talking. Are champions. And this was actually, that was the inspiration. That was the bar she was trying to reach. Toray.
Mission accomplished.
Toray Carr.
Somebody called Tom Cruise.
She did that shit, bro.
She did that. Yo, dog.
He did that. Also, D'Angelo's that dude in 98, Mama.
I'm about to say, in 1998,
like Brown
Michael
Sugar is
D'Angelo
my
Archer, like come
I
on.
I don't have a favorite R&B album in 98 than Brown Sugar. That's a fact.
D'Angelo couldn't lose, bro. He couldn't lose on paper. This is
before the abs, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But he was already the guy.
It's just cornrows and a piano. That's
right.
All it is.
He was already the guy.
It's cornrows and a piano. That's all it was.
Before he was standing in front of the camera ass naked. He was already the guy. What I wanted to say, you fucking made me lose my train of thought. What I wanted to say was, on paper, you like, okay, D'Angelo, Lauren, you thinking about their musical styles, you thinking about what they've done in the past, you like, oh yeah, that could be pretty dope.
Oh, that's a work.
Never did you imagine
Never.
It was gonna be this timeless of a, I mean, how many weddings have you seen, attended, that this song is played at?
Not enough.
Not enough. What else?
Not enough. And the funny thing is, the majority of weddings I've attended that haven't played this song have not lasted.
Well, that's
the marriage has not lasted.
Clearly, clearly, he was not concerned. If that wasn't
please don't use that word. That word is clearly triggering some people.
If that wasn't on the playlist, clearly no. This record, I mean, dog.
No, yeah, he's very concerned on this record.
We could sit here and coo over this shit all night long. It's just an amazing performance.
It's so simplistic,
right? Because you spoke about the sparsity, right?
Yeah.
And it's not that sparsity is bad.
No.
It's when it's done to perfection. It's perfection.
Sparsity shouldn't leave something to be desired. That's what I'm saying.
Well, with that said, there's nothing to desire except the warmth.
There's no more desire.
Except a warm body when you hear this record.
There's no more desire. Fire and desire.
There's nothing else you need.
Yeah, yeah.
You might need a little jack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little jack, you might want to bring the lights down, you know what I mean? And let that play. Preferably on some good set. No, not in real life. I'm just saying. That's the type of shit.
I always want to hear something. No, I mean, these are two, this is her debut.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo had his debut 3 years
mm-hmm.
prior.
Right.
And these are like the young prince, young princess right. of neo soul.
So they're hot, but they're not the juggernauts that they grow to be.
No, not
right?
Yet.
They just hot. It just makes sense. It's just like, oh, that could be a cool record.
Yeah.
I think this was part
this
of the turning
cool.
of the corner where we both what we saw.
Yeah.
What we saw. The level that they could each take it to,
right.
But collectively they just took it there, man.
It's,
we already threw all the tens in the air. I don't.
And yeah, I mean, and the writing is. I mean, like she's like, you know, these buildings could fall. Like, I mean, like, she's you know, she's that buildings could go out to sea, and she paints it right, and she gives you a. We don't need to know why the buildings are at the sea. It's a natural catastrophe. You know what I'm saying? But you know what the point is? There's no place
Nothing
I'd rather
even
be.
Matters at all.
Nothing
None of that
even matters.
Matters. What they said, the Twin Towers.
At
that's
all.
Cool. I'm here with you. That'll
At
be
all.
All right.
At all.
COVID-19. Don't worry about it. I'm here with you. It'll be okay.
This guy.
Yeah. Nah. That shit is. shit is perfection. Yeah, 10, 10. You know when you got one, when the beat drop and the ladies all put their hands right here in the middle of their bosom.
The cardigan, they close the cardigan.
They get right here with it. They were singing from right here.
Yes, Chanel. Okay, see. Okay.
Yeah, man. Nothing Even Matters featuring D'Angelo. Perfect 10.
Are y'all closing your cardigan or is that like heartstrings? Like, what are y'all pulling? What is that? Hugging heartstrings? Okay. Hugging yourself?
Yeah,
okay,
we love grabbing it. I love a heart chakra.
I love it. Don't ever let me see you do that, bro. Okay.
Me personally? Yeah, you personally. Speaking for my arms can't even, like, my jacket's okay, too good, tight. Good, good, I can't good, even good, really. Good.
Shout out to Walk Away.
Can't even fold my arm
Shout
in that manner.
Shout out to Walk Away. Give him the right size.
Everything is everything.
Did I say the song was a 10?
I mean, you didn't have to.
Okay,
bro.
All right. Song was a 10.
You didn't have to. The song is the song. As we winding down this incredible debut solo project from Miss Lauryn Hill. So Everything is Everything was, I believe, the third single from this album.
Correct.
Music video, super creative video. I remember like the world being on the turntable and like the scratches on the turntable was like kind of showing chaos in the world, which I thought was really, like the imagery was really, really dope. With that said though, I'm gonna let B talk.
What kind of segue is that?
Cause I was gonna set myself up, but I want you to talk. I'm gonna get back to it.
I've been drinking.
No, I'll say. I mean,
no. It's an extremely layered song. I guess the premise is really the natural order of things, this balance in the world, right? I love how she speaks on. And she's again amazing penmanship, right? She's talking about how there are different seasons, right?
Right.
After summer must come, after winter must come spring, right?
Yeah, but get the order right.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been drinking. But she's also saying that everything is a storm. Like, even if you're having bad times, there's inevitably going to be a good time. It soon shall pass, right? Right. But then using that as also like the seasons thing, right?
It's right.
Like, I mean, like, I mean,
seasons are literally like the seasons come one after another. Yes. That's the natural order things. But also, we go through seasons in life, right? And if you look at it,
that's seasons, reasons, also.
Right. The season that you're in is not always the season that you're going to be in, whether it's a good or a bad one. That's just the natural order of life. This shit is ebbs and flows. Shout out to legend Johnny Nunez. So what I was going to say was, although the writing and the depth of the writing is at, on Lauryn level, which is really dope,
right?
This was not one of my favorite songs.
Well, tell me why, Torre.
It did not hit the level of some of the better sonics on the album. For me, I wasn't ever in love with the beat.
Okay. I mean,
am I bugging? Like,
no, I don't think you're bugging. I don't think it's a bug. And again, like, we've been doing this pretty much the entire conversation, right? Like, there's like, it's we're talking about like all superior music, right, and our personal preferences.
Well,
like,
I pointed out on this record because I think when it's a single, especially when we're doing a classic album, you get that revisionist, you know, like it was a single, it played a lot, you saw the video, and so sometimes you become more attached to a record because you heard it more, because it was more in your experience. Right. Whereas for me, I didn't allow that to jade me. I still stand firm on the fact that I dig the record. It's not one of my favorites on the album. And I felt like a single, there could have been a different single if we were going to pull a record off the album.
Why do you think they became a single?
You said, why do I
think... Why do you think this became a single?
I mean, maybe the people wanted it. Maybe the label wanted it. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't...
So, like, there was no streaming, but it was the last single. So, the album is already out. So, obviously, people picked their favorites. Maybe the DJs liked it. You know, this is back when the DJs really dictated a lot of what was happening. Because it had the jiggers in it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it worked well in the mix. I don't know. Me personally, when it was chosen as a single, I was like, oh, why this one?
That's because you heard that D'Angelo and Mary.
Yeah, that's because nothing even matters. Yeah. Like, even though you can't make a video to that.
Your third single matters.
Yeah. You can't make a video to that. I mean, I've made videos to that, but you can't put it on TV.
I mean, I you see? Here we go.
Oh, y'all heard that.
You see? Here we go.
These are jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
But I do love how... You know, we had, especially coming off this amazing R&B song, which nothing even matters. We have her doing R&B, but also getting back to those bars.
Yeah.
Again, she's also spitting on
she's
this.
She's rapping on this one.
Right.
For sure.
I begat this. First of all, to start your verse off, I begat this.
I begat this.
Is word porn for a writer, yeah. Right? Okay. Flipping. I begat this. Flipping in the ghetto on a dirty mattress. You can't match this rapper slash actress. Big stunt.
Big stunt. Big sack
y'all remember me. Y'all remember me from the Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, big sack car sister. Energy.
Y'all remember that. Y'all remember me, right? Yeah, you can't match this rapper slash actress more powerful than two.
Not one, but two.
Two Cleopatras.
She talking.
L spars with stars and constellations.
Then
come down to have a little conversation. Like,
she spars up there. This is where she spars at. Wait. Remember, the spar is not the fight. This is just where I'm getting my reps in now.
How about it?
I'm only sparring up here. Then I'll come down here to you mere mortals for a little conversation.
Little conversation.
Figuratively and literally.
So,
she went crazy.
You understood the magnitude of that, man.
She's a fool.
She's a foolish human being. So what is her foolery get her?
What is her foolery?
Yeah, what does it get her?
I was really torn between an 8.5 and a 9.
Okay.
A 9 because the lyricism and the vocal is so strong on it.
It's the music that you don't love.
Huh?
It's the music you don't love.
The music I don't love to a point where I really had to ponder on it.
Not ponder. Okay.
Ponder.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got a number on this paper. I don't know if I want to call it.
I gave it 8.5. So if that helps you.
I'm gonna go 8.5. What'd you say?
I gave it 8.5. Yeah,
I gave it 8.5. I'm gonna go 8.5. That's what I got on the paper. I just think lyrically it's so strong.
Yeah.
But we are at the end of the album. I don't want to overcompensate for the shit that she talked, because she talked that shit.
She's not talking that shit.
She talked that shit.
There's
and also,
never a lyrical
she
criticism.
She chose to make this album in the way that she made.
Right.
She chose to make it,
for sure,
which
for
was
sure.
with limited collaborators.
For sure.
Right? She wanted to produce it. She really wanted to kind of get her shit off.
Yeah.
And so I have to criticize where I need to criticize because that's the decision she made. So I gave it an 8.5.
Cool. You know what I didn't give 8.5?
Talk to me.
This fucking next song.
Oh, talk to the people real quick about title tracks.
Oh man. I mean, title tracks are it's a personal preference really with us. I mean, it's not for everybody.
But I'm just saying the hard to earn experience.
Like your title track is supposed to be your synopsis, right? That's supposed to be your log line if you're a film person, right? It's supposed to be the premise for your entire album. And so we rate title tracks really, you know, stringently because
we raise the eyebrow when it's the title track because we want more from it.
Yes.
We want it to tell us a story.
If this is all encompassing, it should be that. So if your album is strong, your title track has absolutely have to be strong. And this title track is Hercules.
they went to the gym.
Yeah.
Take them to church, Bonsu.
Bam, 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 man. Man, listen. I hear you, T. I hear you, T. You know what? You know how you spell 10?
With a T?
T. With a T. This song is gorgeous.
Yeah, like, where did they record this at?
This song, Heaven.
Yeah, it had to be.
Heaven.
Had to be
behind
there.
Them pearly gates.
That's what I was looking for the studio.
At my mama's house.
Where was this recorded at?
Like, at my grandmama's house.
This is Heaven. This was, I mean,
this song is gorgeous. I mean, we can get deep into it, right? Because she does, right? It's basically about, and everybody can take heed, finding yourself, right? She was trying to be something that she wasn't because of outside voices, right? And everybody can relate to this, right?
For sure, for sure.
Society's telling her to be one thing. And it wasn't until she looked within herself that she found her true power, who she was supposed to be.
Right.
That's when she really, that's when she found her wings. That's when she started to soar. And I mean, like, it's a simple concept. But, like, the way she does it, I mean, like, this song is weird because she borrows so much music on so many parts of this album, and this song sounds singular. It sounds like it's its own thing, really. You know what I'm saying? And the performance. She's like, I want y'all to remember, I sing. Like, give me, and it doesn't, it's not, like, the music is, I can't even, I think it's a disservice to call it sparse because it's a lot of instrumentation in here. It's just the way it's produced.
No, it's airy.
It's down back.
It's not sparse. It's airy. They give it room to breathe. But it's all there.
They pronounce the vocals. They push the vocals up. That's what it was. And she sounds just perfect.
So you know what I was just searching on my phone. I had to do some math. Lauren is 48 now, so she was 23 when the album released, which means she was 21, 22, making the album. Let me say that again slow.
Crazy.
She was 21, 22.
I begat this.
Making the, I saw you mouth wow, because that's some wild shit.
No, I tell you, her son is 25 right now. Zion is 25 years old with a child. Like, put that in perspective.
It's amazing to me, especially at my big age, to look back at the genius of a lot of our thought leaders, a lot of our most brilliant voices. You know, obviously we lose Big and Pac very young, 24, 25 respectively. Lauryn Hill being at this age, Nas being 20. I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20. It's a blessing. So he was 20 when he recorded that. So he was 18, 19, making that album.
He wrote it Illmatic. He's like 19.
Like, how incredible. Big was
23 when he, 22 right. when he made Life After.
Right, because they were 24 when they passed. With
both
having at least two bodies of work out. And also how much impact they had on the community and the culture. But I think it's crazy when you really think about being in your early 20s. I don't know what type of time I was on in my early 20s, but it wasn't quite like this. I'll say that.
I think I was a little, yeah.
Of course you would.
I was always a writer.
Of course.
I was always a writer.
Of course you would.
It's a young bug.
I don't know if I was as emotionally intelligent.
110%. I wasn't.
Like to even know how to express these feelings. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm still working on that shit. So, but yeah. I mean, yeah
right. It's, okay. It's, yeah, thank you for coming back to Earth with the rest of us, B. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I was writing my ass off at 21. I wasn't emotionally available at 21.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill title track. What we doing?
I mean, I don't think I've said anything about perfection. I mean,
how do the people feel? How do people in the room feel? I see some tens. I want somebody play devil's advocate. Okay.
10? All right, so now we get to the last part of the album, right, where this is the Lux part of that. There's two songs that wasn't on the original version.
I had to pull up the actual CD.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pulled up the actual CD.
How you pull up a CD, though?
I pulled up a Google image of someone taking a photo of their CD.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
And
cool,
so I wanted to stay true to what was released in 1998, the version of the album that I got, that I took home, that I lived
with. Wait, when did the Lux come out?
And I grew it. I don't know when
the Lux came. Didn't come out like far after that.
I don't know when they snuck these extra songs
out
there.
It was still 1998, bro.
I don't know.
It was still 1998. Trust me.
All right,
Can't Take My Eyes Off of You and Tell Him. You see? Can we play Tell Him? Oh, you want to get it? Hold up, Ty's not having it. Ty's like, yo, Ty's don't want no skips.
We gotta go.
Can't take my eyes off.
Ooh. Make some noise for yourselves, goddamn. Cause y'all came to the right show. Listen, we know it's a lot of shit happening in New York City tonight.
Listen,
we know that.
Listen.
Wait,
listen.
Let me give the people in the audience their just due. Let me give them Nate Flowers. There's a lot of other options tonight. We know that. We know we picked a very tough New York City night. But we got the right people in the room for this conversation. Make some noise for yourselves. Nah, B, talk to me. Can't take my eyes off you.
All right, so this is crazy, right? So Lauren has spoken about love in a variety of ways throughout this entire album, right? Her son, right? Heartbreak, her and Mary, I don't love him no more. Toxic love with X Factor, all of this, right?
Don't leave out Nothing Even Matters. Just mention it.
Nothing Even Matters.
Right.
God damn it. Ain't Nothing Even Matters, right? But I feel like this song, she's never spoken about love as pure as the song. I love the fact that she chose this song because there's been nothing on this album lyrically that's been as pure as this, right? This song, right? Because what she's doing, she's talking about courageous love. She's like, I know there are pitfalls, right? And she's like, there's X Factor, the Mary song. all these reasons why she's saying, like, you know, love has done her wrong, or she's been hurt by it, and she's went on, and she's saying, like, look, don't disappoint me. Please don't disappoint me, right? I'm going to jump off the cliff. I know what the dangers are, but you're worth it. Like, I'm like, to take that leap at the end of this album, I think it's beautiful. I get, and that's clearly why she made it a bonus track. But like, to throw that out there after all that we've heard, I think is amazing.
I think this was on a soundtrack. I'm just trying to
no,
pull
no,
up.
It is. T just said that. You said that.
Which one? What soundtrack? Conspiracy Theory soundtrack? Okay. I remember it's from a soundtrack. I couldn't remember.
Way
which
better
one.
Song than a movie. Way better song than a movie. Okay.
And so.
She said it's not real.
Again. Because for me, the album ends with the title track.
Yes.
I want to speak to this song and speak to the beauty of the song and obviously the cover, but she sounds amazing. And she chose to cover the song, and that's something that we can't just gloss over. Like, you choose to cut. There's a million, zillion, grillion songs in the world. If you choose to cover a record for whatever reason, it's speaking to you or you want to speak through
it. Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly, exactly. I think that her performance of the record opened it up to a different generation of people who might not have known the original. And I think she sounds great on it. Did I need it at the end of this album? Not necessarily.
Okay.
With that said, it's a great song. I mean, you want to rate it? I chose not to.
I give it a 9. I mean, I give it a 9. I love it. Whatever.
It's a dope song. It's a dope non-cover. I'm not mad at that.
You want to talk about Tell Him?
I mean.
You want to shit on God?
I don't want to.
You want to shit on God right now?
I don't want to get beat up outside the building.
Did you not need God right now? Did you not need your creator? Like, let me know.
All day, every day.
Okay, you need him? Do you need her?
Right now.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah.
Woo. Keeping the D'Angelo theme, this reminds me when, like, D'Angelo ended Brown Sugar with Higher.
Okay.
Right? Because it's a prayer, right? But it's Trojan horse.
Yeah.
It's gospel wrapped up in R&B.
Right. You got to put an applesauce sometimes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's gorgeous, man. I mean, like, she's talking. It's a prayer, right? She's saying, I need him, right? Like, tell him I need him, right? But she's like, it's going to be all right. She's not talking to God. She's saying, like, herself, like, I need him. And because I need him and because he has me, it's going to be all right. Like, it's a super gospel song, but, like, the musicianship is all R&B.
Oh, nah, for sure. But you know what? It's a layered song, and I love that I think that at various points in your life, as you start to peel back layers of your own creation and being, you have these experiences and moments with songs. And so I think a lot of people may have taken it on the surface level as a surface listen early on.
Yeah, you know.
And then when
that's why Hard to Earn is here.
Right. And then when you really get to the core, when you really get to the nitty gritty, you see that it's a multifaceted, multi-layered.
So when you first heard this song,
In my early 20s, I don't know if I got it.
You didn't get it?
I don't know if I got it then, no. I don't know when it was. I wouldn't want to give myself more credit than I deserve in my young 20s.
You shouldn't do that.
And so I don't know if I got it then. But when I got it, it was received.
So you didn't, wait, what didn't you get? You didn't realize this was a prayer?
You
thought this was a love song.
Yeah, I think I just kind of listened to it as a relationship song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I was younger, and then I got it. You know, the same thing. I don't know if we ever had this conversation. If you listen to music's Love, right? Love by Music, for all intents and purposes, is a gospel song. He's talking about God. Wonderful. God is love, right? For years, I just was like, and then I was like, oh. And then one day, God tapped me on the shoulder and was like, oh, fam, this is my joint. And when I looked at and listened to the lyrics, I was like, wow, the parallel is crazy. And so that's the kind of same revelation.
You thought love was about a person, or
I thought love was about love in general.
Yeah,
but really, if you listen to love, it's about God.
No, I think you had it right the first time. When you talk about love in a grand scheme of things, it's about, you can't talk about love without talking about God.
Okay.
You were right both times. You didn't course correct yourself.
You could sing love at church though.
You said what?
You can sing love at church.
I understand that, absolutely. Yeah. You listen to gospel songs, it's very much, you know what I mean? It's the same, it's just work, no, it's just different words, but it's the same shit. But yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling, the emotion that some of these songs bring out of you, and the revelation that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, could you make some noise for yourselves for sitting here and listening to me and B and
our lovely
guest?
I know. I gave Tell Him a 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
9.5.
For sure, for sure. Thank you for coming
out. Thank you
out.
So
make
much,
some
guys.
Noise, make some noise, make some noise.
Thank you so much. I know this is a very competitive week. We are in Hip Hop 50 week. There's 50 Cent's rocking tonight, right?
Right.
Right. You know, we have our shirts on tonight.
He cursing out Ja Rule right now.
Yeah, yeah. Right, exactly.
At this very moment.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, thank you. You know, everybody who's been following the podcast, if you are not subscribe to our YouTube channel,
please subscribe
right
to the
now.
YouTube.
It's a simple click. Go to our YouTube channel.
Hey, lock the door. Lock the door and check everybody's phone as they leave.
You're not
going
to be able to leave unless you show that you are subscribed to us. Okay? I know it's a fire hazard, but we don't care right now. Appreciate it, though. What should we end off with? I mean,
I want to thank the people. I think we should let the music rock. We can have some more drinks. We can chop it up, take some pictures. Let's close out the night, right? Thank y'all. Get home safe.
Hold up. No. You forgot one. What would you guys say? If you had to score the entire album, Miseducation Lauryn Hill, 1 to 10, what are you giving it? It's a perfect album. 9.5. Alma says 10. Okay. You say 9? Okay, my family's divided right now. What do you say, Serena? 10? Miriam, what do you say, Miriam? What do you say? 9.3? Okay, 9.3. 10? 9? 9, okay. Fellas say 9? Oh, we got 10? All right, okay, we're in a 9-10 area, like, It's clearly an amazing body of work. It's been extremely impactful. I actually wish we can get back to more music like this, though. Seriously.
Oh my! I definitely would love
it. Especially for my women. I know it's the era of hip hop women, but like you know the content's been kind of similar, and it's very young. And I just wish like we get back to like the grown women, kind of like guiding instead of just being led by like the youth.
What's your overall score?
This album?
Yes, this album.
On this album?
The one that we just spent the last
about for
2 hours
an hour
talking
and a half?
About. Yeah. We made a flyer for it and everything.
Yeah.
That album.
It's up there with the Illmatics, bro, and the Life After Deaths, bro. Like, it's a 10. Like, I want to get a
10 album?
Yeah, it's a 10 album. Like, she killed it. Like, she exceeded expectations. We didn't even see this coming. And not only did we not see it coming artistically, then the awards came.
Hold up.
We're in this hip hop. Hold on. One second, y'all. We're in this hip hop 50 week. This is the first female rapper to go to sell diamond. MC to sell diamond. This is not light work.
All right, Light man showed up now.
Like the music is the music, but like how much? Like we all have favorite albums that didn't sell well. This did everything it was supposed to do, and then some.
And then she went in the house and then come back outside. I'm heartbroken.
And then came back and then she ain't had no beat. No.
You can't make an album this good and then just be like, all right, I'm deuces. Like, I hate that. Yo, Ty, let's play some music. Let's
Thank
have a good
guys.
Time to
love
close
y'all.
Out.
Thank y'all.
Peace and love, everybody. Thank y'all.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.